Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The nation's top general says the United States and its allies will continue providing significant support to Ukraine. Speaking in France Monday, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley said Russia's war on Ukraine undermines the rules established by allied nations after the end of World War II.
What's happened here is an open, unambiguous act of aggression. It is widely considered to be illegal. It is widely considered to undermine the rules that these dead here at Omaha Beach, at the cemetery at Colville-sur-Mer, died for. They died for something. They died for that order to be put in place so that we would have a better peace.
Milley says large-scale conflicts must become a thing of the past. He was speaking at a D-Day ceremony in Normandy, marking the Allied invasion to free Europe from the Nazis. In Texas, an undecided Democratic primary runoff for a U.S. House seat appears to be heading to a recount. NPR's Giles Snyder has the story.
Progressive Jessica Cisneros tweeted a statement saying that her campaign is filing for the recount. Cisneros trails nine-term Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, but the two are separated by a razor-thin margin out of more than 45,000 votes that were cast nearly 2 weeks ago. The battle for the South Texas House seat is being closely watched as a fight between progressives and the party establishment. Cisneros forced the runoff in March. The leaked Supreme Court draft opinion suggesting the court is set to overturn Roe v. Wade has given the race added attention. Congressman Cuellar is a lone House Democrat to oppose abortion rights. The winner will face Republican Cassie Garcia this November. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
A federal judge is blocking a Louisiana congressional map that creates a single majority black district. U.S. District Court Judge Shelley Dick is giving GOP state lawmakers 2 weeks to create a new map that includes a second similar district. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has survived a no-confidence vote among lawmakers in his Conservative Party. But NPR's Frank Langford reports that a whopping 40% of Tory parliamentarians voted to oust him.
211 Conservative Party lawmakers backed the Prime Minister, but 148 voted to oust him. Johnson remains in power, but the size of the opposition is larger than most analysts had expected and will further damage the Prime Minister politically. Conservative Party rebels called the vote after a government investigation last month found that Johnson and his staff had attended parties in violation of the government's own COVID regulations. Surviving a no-confidence vote does not ensure smooth sailing. In December 2018, Johnson's predecessor, Theresa May, won such a vote with less opposition from her own party. After the Conservatives suffered electoral defeats the following spring, she was forced to step down anyway. Frank Langford, NPR News. London.
You're listening to NPR News. U.S. gas prices have hit another record high. According to AAA, the average price for regular unleaded is $4.86 a gallon. In California, it's $6.34 a gallon for regular unleaded and nearly $7 a gallon in the state's Humboldt County. Gasoline is $8.15 a gallon in the European Union on average. There were at least 10 mass shootings across the United States last weekend. In one incident, Philadelphia law enforcement is piecing together details of a shooting that left 3 people dead and 11 others injured. Tom McDonald from member station WHYY has more.
Police body cameras combined with surveillance video of the multi-block scene of the shooting showed how the incident began with a fistfight that turned into a gun battle that stretched over several city blocks, says Assistant Philadelphia District Attorney Joanne Pescatore.
You see Gregory Jackson, who did have a permit to carry, pull out a gun, and he has the gun at his side. Micah Towns is in the middle of South Street. At that point, Gregory Jackson begins to fire at Micah Towns. Micah Towns, who also has a permit to carry, pulls out his gun and shoots back at Gregory Jackson, ultimately killing him.
Karan Gardner is a person currently facing charges along with another unnamed suspect. Gardner shot at police who returned fire, hitting him in the hand. For NPR News, I'm Tom McDonald in Philadelphia.
A judge says a sexual assault civil lawsuit against actor Kevin Spacey may proceed in New York City. Judge Louis A. Kaplan has also rejected Spacey's attempt to force dismissal of the case. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.